This is a Discovery Health podcast. Get the latest health news and tips on living well at discoveryhealth.com. This podcast is brought to you by Clorox, makers of Clorox disinfecting wipes. During this cold and flu season, keep your home cleaner and healthier by disinfecting the areas in your home that are frequently touched. Use Clorox's line of disinfecting products as directed to help reduce the viruses in your home that can make your family sick. For Discovery Health, I'm Will Johnson. Welcome back to our Discovery Health podcast. Over the next several weeks, we are going to be talking about fitness and nutrition myths. Here to help us do that, we welcome back Jonathan Ross. He is ACE Trainer of the Year and Discovery Health's National Body Challenge Fitness Expert. Jonathan, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Will.
Well, and this week we are talking about the myth that healthy food is too expensive. Let's get into that. Tell us, first of all, is that actually a myth?
Well, it could be, but it's also a matter of perspective, and I'll address that in the following way. You see a lot of people driving luxury cars in the drive-through lanes of fast food restaurants. The reality is that we often find the money and the time for the things that we value. Too often, buying food and spending money on food is a bit of a nuisance. We view it as an expense rather than an investment. And when we do that, we begin to have the perspective that simply paying a lower amount is better rather than a higher quality being better. So the emphasis here is really on making a fair comparison. So if we step outside the food realm and we say if you buy something that's made from junk, you expect it to be priced like junk. But when you buy something that is genuine and of a certain quality, you would expect that it may carry a little bit of a premium over the price of the junk item. So, for example, you could buy a man-made mix of chemicals, colorings, and artificial flavors that would be put together at a chemical plant on an assembly line for relatively low cost, and this might be called a fruit roll-up or some other product that imitates a fruit. Or you can purchase an actual grown fruit that's been harvested, shipped, and the fields had to be tended to by the farmer. The fruit had to be picked, prepared for shipping, and shipped to the store to buy. So I think we would expect there to be a little bit of a higher cost on that. The quality food doesn't have to break the bank, but it's a bit much to expect high-quality, nutritious food to be available at junk prices. You can save in a couple of ways by buying fruits and vegetables from local growers and only in season, as opposed, for example, to buying apples that are shipped all the way from New Zealand. You can also use leftover scraps from vegetables you use in soups and any other of the many methods to stretch the food dollar farther.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like, you mentioned sort of the fast food comparison, but if someone's, maybe doing that for dinner, the difference there is that if you go home and cook a meal, you're going to have the leftovers. You might be able to have some for lunch the next day or something like that as well.
Exactly. That's true. And it really is an important emphasis to understand that if there is something that we really value, most people don't have a problem making a little bit of an investment in it. But if we view healthy food as an expense rather than an investment, we're going to give up that money a little bit grudgingly.
All right, Jonathan Ross, thanks again for talking to us. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And Jonathan Ross, ACE Trainer of the Year, National Body Challenge Fitness Expert for Discovery Health. And we'll be back with Jonathan next week for more fitness and nutrition myths. For Discovery Health, I'm Will Johnson.